two PM. Get a roll call, please, Jordan.
Sure. Mayor Smith.
Here.
Danny Cumberledge.
Here.
Alan Starnes. Okay. Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster.
Yep.
Marina Gunderson.
Here.
Arlene Gunderson.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Move on to the first order of business is the approval of agenda. First, is there any additions or corrections or any conflicts of interest? Okay, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the May 10th, 2022 agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Marita.
A second.
Second by Arlene.
All right.
Roll call, please.
Danny Cumberledge.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Marita.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. We'll go on to the consent agenda. There's one item on consent agenda. Minutes of the regular meeting of April 12th, 2022, as amended with corrections.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
Okay, we have a motion by Marita. A second.
I'll second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jordan.
Danny.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Marita.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next order of business is reports. First report is Finance Officer Curtis Gunderson.
Good evening. Okay, so for raw fish tax revenue in March, we received $524.88, and sales tax revenue $65,376.73. And our annual audit for FY21 should be finishing up here shortly, and that's all I got for you.
All right, thanks, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis? All right, hearing none, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the next report, this administrator's report with Jordan Keeler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. Good evening, fellow workers and residents. So I followed up with AML GIA staff after their visit here last month. They generated a report of items they want us to address, mostly minor things, you know, signage, fire extinguishers. So nothing major. So we have to just give a follow-up report to AML GIA detailing our progress on addressing the issues. I do not have our general liability quote yet for this upcoming fiscal year. But however, I can tell you that it will be going up. I did receive a group email, mass email, if you will, from AML GIA indicating that rates will be going up quite a bit. I filed the documentation for the ARPA funding. I did hear back from our health insurance broker this morning. I didn't get a chance to take a good look at it, but the premium increases look to be about 2 to 3%. So given the trend overall, that's positive. Spent a bunch of time on the budget this month. Met with Mayor Smith in person. We have ANTHC representatives in town. to review our water, wastewater, and solid waste operations. So I met with them today, went over some priorities and how to move forward on those priorities. I did want to, again, say thank you to the harbor crew for helping to unload and reload and take to the clinic the food boxes from EAT. Thank you very much. And then also, just to bear in mind for next month's meeting, when we get to, when we adjourn, to go ahead and make sure we choose an appropriate date for the next meeting, bearing in mind council schedule as well as the fishing schedule.
Okay. All right, thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? All right, hearing and seeing none, we'll move on to the next report, which is the Department of Public Safety, Police Chief Dave Anderson.
Good evening, everyone. The month of April, we had one person jailed. There were 17 calls to 911. We had various violations and complaints that we responded to during that time. We also have Task Force Officer Richard Lowry's report from the Anchorage Airport Interdiction Team, listing for you the various contacts the team has had during that time period there. Currently, our budget we are budgeted for 5 officers, including the task force position. That includes myself in that budget. We've had that budget since I've been there. My tenure is 4.5 years. My anniversary date for 5 years is January 11th, which is my retirement date. That's the plan I've had all along. That's what I'm going to be living by. As of June 22nd, currently, I have the officers that I have working with me here now are going to be moving on. So, as of June 22nd, so I will be the only one here, unless we can come up with some relief. Currently, I have a plan. I've been recruiting quite heavily, very different resources and professional organizations I've been going through. I'd like to take the existing budget we have, which is slated for 4 on patrol, and go with 3, because we've been existing since the pandemic started with that number. And two officers back to back, and then have one third officer that would be the relief officer that would come in and cover, work a week with me and a week with the sergeant when I'm gone, and go with that for right now. And I want to take that fourth patrol position and take the salary for that and spread it out across those positions, and advertise and recruit using that as a boost in pay for the position. Currently, I've got 2 Alaska certified officers that say they will come if they could have the pay be at that level, greater level. And I've got other officers that would come. They're not Alaska certified. They would come over. It makes us competitive. These officers are younger. They would have much more longevity than me, and I'm asking for your support in using that. We wouldn't increase the budget any, our transportation any. I think it's $42 more now to per ticket to fly people in than it was 4.5 years ago. And we'd still be within budget if we went to this position. But that's where I'm at right now.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Any questions or comments for Dave? Jordan?
Yeah, just to recap from today's workshop, Chief and I will work together to present an accurate budget forecast with a 3-officer plan. And then also just to reiterate, the 4th officer as it exists now, Officer Lowry is a revenue neutral item for the budget. We have an external funding source with EAT. So even though he's on the books, it's dollar in, dollar out on that. So there's nothing comes from the general fund.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Any further questions for Dave? Comments? All right, hearing none. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to the next report, which is EMS Director Carmen Holmberg.
So Rescue One had two calls, one tone out, one medevac. EMS participated in a mock mass casualty training with the airport. We had five participants in it. We are currently preparing for the EMS kickoff to EMS Appreciation Week barbecue, which is Saturday, May 14th at 1 to 4. We have four prizes. We have Paul Mueller flying in on Saturday, Guardian flying in on Friday, and Life Med on Saturday. And I'm just currently waiting for the rest of my setup for my office.
Okay. Thanks, Carmen. Any questions or comments? Jordan?
Yes, Carmen. Where will the barbecue be held on Saturday?
City Gym.
Great.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Carmen. All right. If no further comments for Carmen, we'll move on to the next report, which is the Fire Chief, Robert Gadotti.
Good evening, everybody. My report for the month of April, we had zero fire calls. The fire department did participate in the airport training. So we got to use some equipment, get some training on some new volunteers on that. Through the month, I have been recruiting. I have eight volunteers, including myself, and seven of them were able to respond to the call. I'm currently finishing the inventory for the fire department, seeing what we need, trying to make sure all the equipment is up to date and ready to go. I will also in the future, this week and next week, be working on the fireboat to get trained on that. I have a couple people in town that are really knowledgeable on that, so we're going to utilize their knowledge, and we're going to get that up and running. It's got to be pulled out of the water and cleaned off, and then it will be in service, and it will be ready to go, and will be maintained and always in a ready state.
All right.
And that's all.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Any questions or comments for Rob? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll move on to the next report, which is Public Works. Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Good evening. In the month of April, we have been pretty much keeping up with roads as far as snow and sand, sanding. Dave was busy painting and repainting our little rust spots on our little bucket excavator. Maintained shop heaters and hauled waste oil, filled buildings. Got the roads swept, did a little demo work uptown. Had some sewer blockage issues that we assisted water and sewer with, and assembled and installed our new tire machine at the shop. That's all I have for now.
All right. Thanks, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius? Thanks. As per our conversation in the workshop, I talked to Dave about what it would take to get the crushers gone. He said one ran today and the other would need some work. They both need radiators that could be rebuilt, two alternators probably, and some welding on some equipment. But the cost, he would figure, would be between $5,000 and $10,000, 10 being the tops, to get those functioning. So how do we move forward with that then? Or is there any opposition to doing it, I guess? If not, we'll go ahead and give it a shot, I think. Any questions?
I had a question on that. This is Shirley.
Mm-hmm, Shirley.
So are we going to get, if we're going to get rock from the Red Cove Quarry, we need to get some agreement with Chumigan, don't we?
Yes.
Are you going to just buy buy rock from Western Marine?
Well, at this point, we'd use the rock we got. I mean, the goal here at this point is to produce sand. We need, you know, we ran out of sand in January, but 2 years in a row we ran out of sand. So we have rock we can make sand out of, and I guess it shows they're working. We offered, what is it, our permit or our lease for that rock ran out, I think, back in January, and it hasn't been signed yet by the Shumigan, so maybe if we could show we could produce rock, they'll do it. I'm not sure what the holdup is.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Shirley. Any other comments on that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it works, it'll be a benefit for sure. We don't have to keep running dump trucks to Cold Bay. If it doesn't, we couldn't continue doing it, that's for sure. It has to produce rock. So, I guess I'll move forward with that. It doesn't have to be both. So, all right, thanks. We'll go on to the next report, which is Water and Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Hello. For the month of April, we had a couple of sewer blockages we responded to in the trailer court, the motel, and up on Apartment Hill. Other than that, I was out of town for a week and a half. Just some general maintenance around the water plant. Not much else happened.
All right, Dylan, thanks. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right, hearing none, seeing none. Thank you, Dylan. We'll go on to the next report, which is the Harbor Master, Alan Kuchinoff.
How you doing, everybody? The month of April, we prepped for the arrival of the new travel lift. We constructed the new travel lift and took the old one apart, hauled some boats, worked on some bilge blocks, did some maintenance on the little travel lift, and ordered some new cables for the little travel lift, and one new day shift employee, and I also need to add that my night guy put in his 2 weeks. And that's all I got to report.
Thanks, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan?
I have a question, Shirley.
Go ahead, Shirley.
The harbor guys work with our streetlights, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Alan.
And I was wondering if they were able to get new LED replacements ordered for the ones that were not working.
I haven't ordered any yet because I've been so busy with boats, but that is in my list of things to do.
Oh, okay, because, you know, it's our responsibility to keep the streetlights lit up at night, and if we need to replace them, we should have spares on hand, so. And summer's here, we got lots of daylight, but winter will be around the corner.
No, that's for sure.
Be prepared.
Thanks, Shirley. You had a list like 25 or more you were ordering?
Yeah, I think it was 25 we agreed upon to make that order.
Start with that and tell me the order. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Alan. Any other questions for Alan? As, again, per our conversation in the workshop, we'll stick with, I'm not sure our policy, but notify whoever wants to be hauled that they will have to pay their city bill upon launching, no matter what it is. It's only fair for everybody.
All right.
Okay. Then we'll work on. I would like to see this list on our next agenda, because it's, we'll probably have at least for conversation. Yeah. Okay. So, any other questions for Alan? comments? Seeing none, thanks, Al. Okay, well, cover the reports, I believe. We have a student rep, so we'll go on to the next item of business is resolution 2203 in recognition of Christine Nelson. Do we have a motion? Let's start with that. To adopt resolution 2203.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2203, a resolution honoring the service of Ann Christine Nielsen to the city of Sandpoint.
Okay, we have a motion by Arlene. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Marita. I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So recently, the city lost a long-term employee as well as a member of the community with lots of family and deep roots in Sandpoint. This, you know, Ms. Nielsen served as the 911 dispatcher. It's not an easy job. The calls come in at all hours. People call usually in pain or they're scared. They don't call because things are going well. So I know that she worked with several people on staff, and we thought this would be a good way to honor her service to the city as well as her contribution to the community.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Anyone else have a question or a comment on that? All right. Hearing none. Roll call, please, Jordan.
Danny.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Marita.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. We'll move on to the next item of business. This ordinance 2022-02 FY23 budget for the first reading. Do we have a motion to put ordinance 2022-02 FY23 budget for the first reading on the floor?
I'll make a motion to put ordinance 2022-02 on the floor for first reading.
Motion by Marita. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So looking at the general fund, the revenue side largely consists of raw fish tax and sales tax. Given that the fiscal year starts in middle part, roughly, of the summer salmon season. We're never really sure on the timing of the fish, nor the volume of the fish, nor do we have a price. So the volume and the price are the two drivers of the raw fish tax. Sales tax tends to track somewhat with the raw fish tax. You know, if there's nobody out fishing, then they're not buying fuel, gear, food, they're not going to the restaurants as much. One thing that we're looking into is the impact of fuel prices on sales tax. Most municipalities, including Sandpoint, do sales tax on the fuel price, whereas the state and feds do what's called an excise tax. It's a flat per gallon tax. So as the price of fuel increases, the sales tax revenue should increase as well. But, you know, to a point, if, you know, gas up to $20 a gallon, it would see a pretty steep drop because nobody can afford it. On the expenditure side, things are looking somewhat better than last year. Having the ability to refund our general obligation bonds for the new Old Harbor improvements will save us quite a bit of money. It's about $20,000 decrease, so we'll see that. So it'll be about $20,000, give or take, until the bonds expire in 2038. We have the option to take the savings up front, but didn't want to hamstring future councils. So we foresee roughly a $50,000 sales tax revenue, you know, raw fish tax forecasting a $25,000 decrease. But again, that's something that we won't really know until the season's over when it comes to the raw fish tax. We reduced transfer money to other funds, the enterprise funds. And then we've saved quite a bit with the insurance opt-out. So
For those of you who are not aware, if an employee is otherwise eligible for a different health insurance plan, they can opt out and receive a stipend. So doing that saves the city quite a bit of money. And moving forward, the bingo fund's an enterprise fund, and under state law, proceeds from bingo cannot be used to fund city operations. It has to be for a community cause. So it can't pay, say, you know, my salary or, you know, fixing the travel lift, but it can go to fire, you know, EMS, community donation requests such as culture camp or, you know, the girls' basketball team asked for some money this year, so things like that. Those would be acceptable uses. So the city doesn't make any money off of it. We make enough to cover supplies, prizes, and staff time. The rest, by state law, has to be given to the community purpose. The Silver Salmon Derby, that's a bit of a unique one. The city mainly acts as the bank for the Silver Salmon Derby organizers. The city does not contribute any money other than donations. So we don't take any money out. So ideally, the city would work with the entity that runs the Silver Salmon Derby to transfer these funds away from the city to them. Just to clean up our balance sheet. Moving forward with the ARPA and LGLR funds, that's the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, and local government lost revenue funds. Those have been segregated out into a separate fund. So far, we've opted to do the revenue replacement model. Smaller municipalities like ours are able to do that. You know, your bigger municipalities like Anchorage or Dallas or, you know, King County and Washington have different ways they have to use the money and reporting requirements, but we're taking, by going the revenue replacement model, it gives the city the most flexibility in spending the funds. So, you know, for instance, the work on the city building this summer can be used from ARPA. If there's something, you know, like a new generator for water and sewer, that can be used with ARPA. So we can't just keep the money. It has to be spent by a certain date, but it can be used to offset purchases from other funds. The clinic, we do have the what's called a 105L lease with Eastern Lutheran Tribes through IHS, Indian Health Service. Provides quite a bit of money as rent for the clinic that is city-owned. It's a great facility, so we'd like to take that money and make sure that the residents and visitors to Sandpoint have a good place to get health care. And we'll probably use some of that money to address the issues raised by the AMLGIA audit. Some signage and some other minor things that are not structural. Water, wastewater, again, this separate enterprise fund. So this is a bit tricky. So right now it's modeled after last year's activity in terms of revenue and expenditures. However, if the city does go ahead and take over for Trident all their water production, it'll change significantly. We do have the mid-year budget amendment that we can introduce in November, December. So at that time, we'll have a better idea of, you know, is it feasible to move forward, which we believe on a technical basis it is. And then what, you know, the expenditures that the city will have to incur, additional staff time, you know, chemicals, fuel, mm-hmm. all that, it's very expensive stuff, versus the revenue from the water purchased by Trident. So right now, we don't have the numbers to really go forward with that. It's something we won't have until after the summer's over. So, because we do need a budget, that's kind of status quo from last year. You know, looking at the harbor again, the enterprise fund, you know, the big change this year is the bond payment. It's a revenue bond, so it has to come out of harbor operations. The revenue bond is funded by revenues mainly derived from travel lift, which we're all pleased to have. So that will increase, but on the plus side, you know, bringing money in, we have a dependable travel. People won't have to leave the community to get pulled up or wait around. You know, we won't be spending a lot of money on mechanics, bringing people in, you know, parts, labor, all that. So it should somewhat balance out. not entirely, but a fair bit. But we anticipate the increase in lifts to help offset that bond payment. Looking forward to solid waste. Again, enterprise fund, pretty much status quo. We did request a new incinerator as part of the governor's the capital budget. We won't know that for another week or two, whether or not it will be funded. But that really won't have much of an impact on operations. It'll just be more efficient. So that's kind of where we stand. Just a couple things, you know, final thoughts, if you will. You know, having the numbers on the revenue side is not a guarantee. You know, hopefully we're very pessimistic and proven to be wrong on the revenue side. You know, the raw fish tax is always a coin toss. You know, we simply don't know. And then, you know, on the other side of the coin, just because we do have money budgeted doesn't mean we have to spend it. You know, we're not the Pentagon. If you don't spend all $5,000 of your fuel, well, we're not going to punish you next year. It's, you know, worst case, if you will. You spend up to entrance. And if you get to go over it, not great, but that's sometimes things happen. The price of fuel spikes up, or you need a really expensive part that you didn't see, you know, foresee breaking. So just because we budget to spend up to doesn't mean we will spend, have to spend, you know, up to the max. But again, we do the mid-year budget amendment, so we'll have a much better idea on revenues at that point, and the expenditures will be about 4 to 5 months along. And our expenditures tend to be fairly consistent throughout the year, the major spikes being during the bond payments, but we know those are coming in advance. So if there's any questions or concerns on any line items, I know we've talked about the one with the fringe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all ears, and any errors or omissions are solely on me.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any comments or questions for Jordan on the budget? Arlene?
So on the parks and recs, the salaries are cut in half?
Right. That's for fire. That's for library and gym, and it wasn't
open as much this year.
Wasn't as much.
But do we anticipate opening up more next year?
If it can be staffed. I think that's going to be the key.
Okay, so, but do we want to cut that budget right now in salaries?
I mean, it's cut right now.
Yeah.
So, I think, again, this would cut, the bingo fund would cover this.
Okay.
Because it's the community benefit, so it's not coming from the general.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone. Any other questions or comments for Jordan? All right. Hearing and seeing none. I guess roll call on the question. Or do we think everything voted on to the floor? Do we need to? No?
Just on the first reading.
If you vote on to the floor, I think we need a roll call. Correct. Shirley, we need a roll call, correct?
On the first reading, I'm kind of confused.
No, it's just the first reading.
Just first reading. Okay,
there's no action to be taken.
Okay. I'll scratch that from my notes next time. Thanks, Bob. Sure. All right. If there's no further comments or questions, we'll move on to the next item of business, which is ordinance 2022-03, amending city manager to city administrator. First reading. And I will hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So ordinance 22-03, amending city manager to city administrator. This is a cleanup code. There's no significant outcomes as part of it. The standpoint for many, many, many years has had the city administrator as opposed to city manager. So going through some code, the term city manager popped up likely from a cut and paste error when some of this language was drafted. So the only minor change is that the city administrator will now have to fill out a financial disclosure form each year by April 15th. This administrator has no objection to doing that in the interest of transparent government. So if this were to, the council chooses to advance this and adopted it the next meeting, then as administrator, I would just go and fill out the financial disclosure form. This does not change any powers or any roles within the government. It's just a cleanup measure.
Thanks, Jordan. But we still need a motion to put it on the floor, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did miss that. Okay. Can I get a motion to put this on the floor for its first reading?
Motion to put Ordinance 2022-03, amending city of manager to city administrator for first reading.
I'll second.
One second. And Marita. All right. Thank you. Any further questions or comments for Jordan at this point? Okay. Hearing none. Oh.
I don't know if the difference with a city versus a tribe and whatnot, but and look at the administrator's responsibility with a tribe is quite a bit different than a manager. So I mean, what you're saying may be totally true for a city, but that's not necessarily the case on all situations.
Jordan. Yeah, so under Title 29, which you know, state code on local governments, municipalities, the mayor is the CEO, it's the head of government. So that by default, the mayor is in charge on most items, except for a few hiring positions. If there's also the manager form, but that has to be adopted by the council or the assembly. So the roles of the administrator are laid out, roles and responsibilities are laid out in Title 29, and our code reflects that. And this is just cleaning up.
Thanks, Jordan. Okay, so we don't need a vote on that either. So we'll move on to the next item of business, which is old business, and seeing there is none, we'll move on to new business, and the first is a donation request by QTT for Culture Camp for $5,000. We don't have a representative for QT either, so did we find the amount from last year?
Yes, that was $2,500.
It was $2,500. So last year's amount was $2,500. Any questions or comments from council members?
This is Shirley, and this is a good program for our community, and I think we could probably stick with what we donated last year unless we have more available in our donation funds that needs to be spent before the end of June.
Okay, thanks, Shirley. Jordan?
So I just clarify with the bingo funds, those are on a calendar basis. So we have all of this year to spend the money we have now that was generated last year. So the state, our donation fund runs on the calendar year, whereas everything else runs on the fiscal year. So
right. Okay.
So, which amount are we going with? Probably. Okay, so, any other questions or comments on that? All right, hearing none, we have a motion to accept the QTT Culture Camp request for $5,000.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept QTT's request for $5,000 for the 2022 annual culture camp.
All right, we have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second? Anyone have a second on that?
Okay, this is Shirley. I'll second.
All right. Thanks, Shirley. Second by Shirley. Roll call, please, Jordan.
Danny.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Rita.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
Motion carries. All right, we'll move on to the next item of new business, which is a donation request by the Pink Rain Champagne. And I'll hand the floor to Carmen. Do you want to?
I'll be off again.
People want to hear from you.
Last year now,
for the amount of. Okay. Do we have a motion? Do you want to speak again?
No.
Okay. She was here at the workshop, so we'll go ahead and move forward. And we need a motion to accept the donation request from the Pink Rain Champagne for $1,000. It was $2,000.
Make a motion to accept the Pink Rain Champagne donation request for $2,000.
A motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Roll call, please, Jordan.
Sure. I have a question.
Oh, go ahead, Shirley.
In the letter, it says she's asking for a donation of $1,000. Did she increase it in there? I'm not seeing it.
She said if we wanted to add more, we could. Earlier today.
Did you get that, Shirley?
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing other people. I can hear you and anybody who comes to the mic, but and Jordan is kind of out there too.
Okay,
Shirley, I was just saying that earlier today when she was here, she said she was requesting $1,000, but if we can afford more, that she would take it. So we do have quite a bit in our bingo funds, and I think we can afford it.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Shirley. Thanks, Arlene. So we have a motion by Arlene and a second by Marita to accept the Pink Rain Champagne for $2,000. Any other comments? Okay, not this time. Roll call, please, Jordan.
Danny Cumberledge.
Yes.
Shirley. Shirley?
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Marita.
Yes.
Arlene.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. We'll move on to the next item of new business, which is a request of a building permit by Telalaska to build a cement pad on their property. So I'll need a motion to accept the building permit for Telalaska.
I'll make a motion to approve the building permit for Telalaska.
A motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jordan.
Danny.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. All right, that kind of concludes the business. We'll move on down to public comments. Do we have any public comments? Go ahead, Amy.
There's been a few times, over the years, that I wanted to go to the dump.
Uh-huh.
And it's closed. I don't know what the hour, you know, I try to pay attention when I see the hours. But I was just, it just dawned on me today that maybe, you know, where you turn off Meadows 2 towards the dump,
mm-hmm.
there was a sign there, rather than have to go all the way up to the dump, that says what the hours are, so that once you start up, you know that you'll be able to get down there and get rid of your debris or whatever.
Okay.
So it just, yeah, post the hours so for people to know.
Okay.
I know today we had something to dump,
mm-hmm.
and I was told it was too windy. Well, not all your garbage is light and will blow away.
Mm-hmm.
You see stuff right at the gate that it's dumped and it's heavy. So, I mean, if they're just hours that you know that you can get in there.
Oh, okay. I'm not exactly sure on the hours, but I know Brandon. He's in, kind of in charge of the garbage. He's out of town. And John's been running the garbage, but I think by the windy, it means they don't burn at over 25 miles an hour, but I think it's usually open. Maybe John isn't opening on the schedule. I'm not sure. But yeah, the post, I've had fishermen ask me if it's open also, and they were hauling up there, so I'm not sure if it's been closed more. I can check into that, though.
It'd be nice to have the hours posted.
There's
before you drive all the way up there.
Yeah. It'd be nice if there was an open and closed sign actually at that turn. I don't know how they, somebody wouldn't steal it. They could actually have a manual thing where they can hang, really, they could. If they're going up that way, it'd take a second to hop out of the car.
Yeah, we can definitely get a sign like that printed and put it up right at the turnoff, and then I think it'd be good to have a similar sign in the harbor as well.
Mm-hmm.
So fishermen know that
of the hours,
and
yeah, the fishermen
they don't load up, and
yeah, they're cleaning their locker, and they pass.
And then maybe include the number for Public Works as well. So if it's kind of breezy, people can call before they even bother to load
right.
up. So just if there's any doubt,
I'm not sure they don't open because they should still have it open. You know, just because they're not burning, people rather than have them dump it outside the dump, which I can't stand that but people do. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Evie. Chick?
Just a comment on that. The last few months, I went up there 3 times, and I've had heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on a boat, and it was close. So I have to dump it someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they don't want metal or hard wood in the dumpster.
Right.
So I put it alongside of the dumpster. And I go for a couple rides a day, and the stuff that I put alongside the dumpster has been there for over 4 months now. So just let you know that it is a good idea. I'm not complaining about what you guys do at all. You're doing a fantastic job, so thank you for that. Just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, maybe I'll check in to see the schedule and how it's been. Yeah, there are a few questions. Yeah, okay. Thanks.
I just want to comment also. It is so nice to see boats getting hauled out and put in and hauled out, and you don't feel like, am I going to be able to get in before fishing?
Yeah, that's
it's really nice.
It's a relief, for sure. All right, thanks, Edie. Okay. Bob?
On the wall over here, you've got the maps with house addresses. Has that been official yet, or is that still in the planning stage?
No,
that's directed towards the chief?
Yeah, that's been passed, and I think the handout portion of it.
We have everything ready to go. It's just implementing how logistically you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have everything done, so whether you want to have them come to City Hall and you can physically give it to them,
mm-hmm.
that's where we're at. You can do it anytime you want to. however he wants to do it.
There was a question of trespassing, so we didn't know how to, you know, go up and drill it in onto your house, so we're coming up with how we're going to put them up. Supply and the screws.
Is this recorded in the national database, too, or is it just local? Because there's two different aspects to this, for delivery of items as well as 911, of course.
It's adopted in the city records, then it'll eventually get there. How it does that, I don't know.
Arlene?
Could they be made available at the EMS event?
I'll be inside the table up front.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, we, like we said, we supply everything. Are we actually bringing a case of screws to put them on? I don't know if we're going that far. You know, because there was a question. Someone came and asked, are you going to give me the nails to put it up? Who was that? I don't remember. But yeah. Anyway, okay. Thanks. Dick?
What other thing? You probably should get a speaker system for the mayor. Those old guys with hearing aids have a hard time hearing.
I've got the mic right here, and they don't hear me on the phone. I don't know if the voice just stays in my head or what.
I hear you really fine, Jimmy.
Okay,
there are people that are making comments I can't hear.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're not coming to the mic. But, yeah, thanks, Shirley. It's everyone else that can't hear then. But
I heard a question about the national database.
Oh, yeah.
Our address.
Yes, the comment was...
Once the Postal Service gets all this information, they will put this in their address management system.
Oh, so that's who... Okay, the post office.
And they had received some of the information at one time, but I think they need a little more information. And I can't remember which chief was communicating with them, if it was Dave Anderson or if it was the chief before him.
Okay. So does the city need to contact the post office, or is that something they'll send to us?
Well, no, they gave Deborah, the postmaster, a little file with what they had going on, and they had some questions about it. So they might need more information. You might want to talk to the postmaster about who needs to be contacted, or you could go through him up there.
Okay. Thanks, Shirley. Any other public comments? Dennis?
Okay, I guess since you guys have been dealing with the Trident thing, I wanted to say my piece since I kind of know the plan. I have some real hesitations about doing that for the plain and simple reason of chemical dosing. It's not really designed. You'd have to do some revamp for making it pump 500 gallons a minute versus 50 gallons a minute. Because when I came back in 2012, I had to do some changes because the plant was not running right. And the other question I have, which I need to talk to that Trident guy, what other avenues did they do to get rid of their, or to lower their disinfection byproducts? There's a number of things that aren't going to cost them an arm and a leg. Because you guys go up with water, it's going to be, Jordan, you know how much that one pump cost? That was a small one. And so that's 15,000. Switching gears, another 15,000. It goes on and on and on. So my thing would be, you know, what is DEC going to say about CT time for the tank, for regulations? There's just a number of issues that need to be addressed before you even fathom the idea. You know, And I'm going to say this, too, on other council members before Jimmy got on. When I took water and sewer, it was a favor. I didn't want the job. I took the job. It wasn't, give me that job. You know, so I wanted to put that out there that because I quit. It was a favor to take the job, not to do the job. So, but, you know, and like I said, I'm here for any information because I know the plant probably more than anybody. But I have some, just, I mean, the varying flow is, it's not good to that plant. I'll just leave it at that. You know, you're going to go from 80 gallons a minute up to 400. Chemical dosing doesn't really like that when it goes off, but what you call a 4 to 20 millisignal that runs the chemicals. So, but any other questions? But like I said, I have some serious hesitation about doing that. Right.
Thanks, Dennis. Yeah, we'll get in touch when we get a little further. We haven't gone far with this yet, but we're still working in that direction. So
I just wanted to say my piece.
Okay. Yeah, those are things.
I didn't know about big plants.
Okay, thanks. Dick?
Just one more comment on that. I don't know how you take care of it, but if we ever wound up with a water shortage, private's got priority on that water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got first right on that water system.
Mm-hmm.
But the PR side of it, they get it's burned. They cut the community off for their canary.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that would work, honestly. I know they're going to keep their valves there to where if we didn't cover their water supply, they're going to run their own, you know. But they don't foresee needing a high demand ever again, which isn't good for fishing to come here. So, but yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I understand they're supposed to downsize, but see, what is the answer to the downsize? I mean, because they can pump more than we can with one pump.
Oh.
And we have four.
They have a larger pipe?
No, they have a 75 horse.
Okay.
The biggest one the city's got is a 25. And there's two of them.
Okay. Now, this is kind of a work in progress. We're not to the point where we can do it. We're still trying to, they're metering to see how much water they use at this point. And we don't know what that's going to be, actually.
I say it's pretty tough.
Yeah, they actually put a meter on their line. So by the end of summer, perhaps we'll have like, maybe some specifics till then. We'll definitely get in touch with you, though. Because you use words I don't know. Thanks, Dennis. Dick. Any other? Carmen?
Thank you. Thank you for the information. I hope to see everyone on Saturday, 1-4, St. Jim, for the park.
Okay, thanks, Carmen. Yep. Any other public comments? All right, that's the most we've had since I've been here. Thanks. So we'll move on to council comments. Do we have any council comments at this time?
I do. I appreciate that you come giving your information.
Yeah.
I appreciate it a lot.
We will call, though. Thanks for offering, Dennis. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know. Can't pump on. So. Any other comments, council comments? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I just wanted to say here, this is a, you know, you've heard from several council members besides myself about these pickups. We have to, you either need to get a mic for people who want to address the council, or you got to persuade them to get up to the table so the council members that are on the telephone from time to time can hear the whole conversation.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that, but I've said that before, I know, but, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal to fix it. You just get your pickups fixed up, so.
All right, thanks. Yeah, maybe we'll look at a different phone to a, I don't know, this phone works great, but maybe there's remote mics that we could set up throughout the council chambers here. I'm not sure it is modern day, but maybe we'll look into that then. Because since COVID, I'm pretty sure someone will always be online.
seems like it's a popular thing at this point. So, all right, thanks. If there's no other council comments, we'll set, if it's okay, we'll set our meeting for, the next meeting would be June 3rd, a Friday, if that's okay. Yeah. So we'll set that as our next meeting to get out in front of all the fishing.
And I might not be here for that one.
You might go.
Might be on snack again.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. We all want to make it, but I mean, still, yeah. The budget thing. Okay. Thanks, Arlene. It's okay with everyone else then, if that's the date?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. Shirley here.
Okay, thanks, Shirley. All right, if there's no further council comments, we'll move on to adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
One second.
All right. We are officially adjourned at 8:04.